so we're going to continue a little bit. We spoke last week about the sugyas of Hilchos Nida, some of the sugyas. So I'd like to continue and just finish up what we were discussing and then and move on to a few other interesting parts. So we spoke about the Indian of Hargoshas, that's what makes a Nida and the Raisa, that she has to have Hargosha. We didn't speak about the different types of Hargoshas. Hopefully you'll all remember there's a few different types of Hargosha. It's very not Shkiach. There's Manazah one Hargosha, there's Machlekes, whether it's Shkiach, and just women just don't realize it is Manazah, so maybe they might be having a Hargosha. But that's how you make a Nida Midaraisa. And then we have, we spoke about Ksamen, that the way to make that the Ksamen really is only when Anisha does not have Hargosha. She has a Kesam without Hargosha. And we said that there's a bunch of different kulas that we have by Ksamen. So the first one that we said was that it has to be the size of a gris. So we had Machlekes, well, exactly what the size of a gris is, okay, it doesn't really, whether it's a penny, whether it's a nickel, fine. So, or a dime, each rabbi will decide for himself. But so we said that the pshat of the gris. What's the pshat in the gris? We said the pshat in the gris is that because there's a bug, we're afraid that there's bugs, that very small bugs that die, and they get crushed. And we said, ein lecha kol mita mita, that doesn't have a few drops of blood in it because of the bugs. And we said that even though bizman hazeh, really there's no bugs, and we don't have this problem really, but the pshat is that since the chachamim said, when they made the gzeir originally, they never made the gzeir, and that was a shayla, whether they made the gzeir and just that you can be toila that there was a bug less than a gris, or the pshat is that they never made the gzeira for less than a gris. So that's how most places can go. And that's why bizman hazeh, most places can go if it's less than the size of a gris. They never made the gzeira, and therefore you're never going to have a problem. Okay, the shayla is like this. This shear of a gris, is that a shear that's by all ksamim? Or is that a shear that's by, basically it's going to come down to whether it's a shear that's by begadim? Or what about if she finds a kesem al basara? She finds a kesem on her actual guf. So do we say the shear of a gris then? Okay? So the Rambam is really the sole shita that holds that you don't say the size of a gris when it's nimsal basar. When the kesem is found on her actual guf, you don't say the size of it. You don't say that it needs the size of it. It's even a drop of blood. Let's say. So the shayla is, the basha shayla is, why not? The whole svara of a gris is that maybe there's a machoilis, there's a little bug that died or it got crushed. So why would you not say that on her guf? So the pshat that they say is
how big were these bugs?
So they're the size that if they crushed, I don't know how big that. But they said that if they got crushed, they would be the size of a gris, which is a size.
Big.
Yeah, they had, no. That's what they say. They say that the bugs back then were much bigger. They're much bigger, and that's why if you hold that it's like you have to be toilet in the bugs that you have as manazeh. So the bugs that we have as manazeh that maybe you'll find dead are much smaller.
Right.
So the shear of a gris would be much smaller. But we said anyway. Most person would say that they would never make a gzeira for less than that shear. That was the gris of Bizman the Gemara. But yeah, they had much bigger bugs. Yeah, absolutely. So so that was the shayla. So they say the shayla of the Rambam is like this: that if she sat on the bug, right, then where would that dam also be? It wouldn't just be al basara. It would also be on her baget. Whatever baget that she was using, whatever she was wearing at the time, she sat down, and it should have went through the baget and onto her basar. So the fact that you just find an al-basara, that's a reyesa to say that it came from the machailas. So you can't be taila, you can't assume that it came from the machailas if you only find an al-basara, because it should have been on her baget also. We find this type of svara when it comes up later in Hilchos Nida also with Psalmin and with other things, but that's the Rambam Shita. But most Paiskim, I say most, and come out all of them, say that the same shear of a gris, that same size that you need, that's on a baget, you're also going to need if it's on a basa. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Rambam's a das yachid, the Shulchan Aruch brings down two dais. It's in Sivav. He says, "Ha de be'inan, shear Shiura Bain Bekesem Animsa Chaluka Bain Bekesem Animsa Basar. This is Sifa Simon Kuftani Sivav. He says this Shiura Bekesem, you're going to need, whether it's on Chaluka, which is like her shirt, or whatever she was wearing, her baget, or if it's al Basar, V'yesh Ayrin Shaloyamru Elo Bekesem Hanimsa Al Chaluka. Avo Kesem Animsa Basara Bovad Lemkaim Shachayim Ein Lai Shir. So he brings down the sheets of the Rambam, but the mahalas of the Shulchan Aruch is that if he brings down a Deya, and then he brings down a Yesh Ayrim, who is he passing like? The first one. He doesn't pass like the Yesh Ayrim. And the Mechaber brings down two sheets. He says, Stama Halacha. And then he says, Yesh Ayrim, this.
So he's bringing
it down. So he's bringing, maybe, I don't know. It's a good shayla.
Oh, it's a fakir, because he's saying Yesh Ayrim, that's what he is.
Yeah, I know. But the general rule is that he goes with the first shita, and the Yesh Ayrim he's just bringing down, as you know, because he can't leave out that shita. And this is not a hard and fast rule. We do find places that the Shulchan Aruch will paskin like the Yesh Ayrim, and that's when the Shach and Taz or the Nisei Kehil get involved. How they're able to figure out that the Mechaber is not really passing like the first shita. But at least over here it's called that he's passing like the first shita, that you need the size of a gris. Whether the kesem is nimsal gufa, whether the kesem is nimsal achaluka, on her bed. Okay, so then there's another shayla like this: the shayla of the Gemara, the shayla of the Paiskim, is that let's say you have a bunch of little drops of blood, little bunch of drops of blood on her baguette. So the shayla is, are they mitzarif to equal into the size of a gris? So what would you say, misfara?
No,
because
from the animal.
Oh, because the whole svar is from the animal, so the animal doesn't. Like die in pieces, right? You splatter, and that's where it's at. How? Why would the little drops be?
Yeah, because the small pieces, it means it's not from there.
Yeah, if I care. If anything, it's a raya. If I care, yeah. And that's so that's the shiloh. And lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch brings. So here, we paskin that these little drops of blood. Interesting, love. They're not mitzarif when they're nimsal begada. When they're on her begad, they're not mitzarif. But they are mitzarif when they're nimsal basar. For some reason, they're mitzarif when they're nimsal basar. What's the pshat? So Taisus really, Nachman Chesam and Alav, Taisus says a svara. It's interesting. He says, Diyesh yoyser litlois bedam machoilis al habegad me'al basar. It's more of a svara to that Adam Achilus is on her baguette than it's on her actual goof. So since we don't have such a great svara to say that it's from a bug, so you have to assume that it's coming from her. So when you have a lot of tipin together, they call it tipin mitzarfim. This is the so you have tipin mitzarfim. Yeah, drops from a star. So that's what Taisa says. And then here's the interesting. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he brings down two days, whether it's mitzarif when it's al basar. Okay, so he says, this is in Sifches, imein bekesem amakim echad tigris va'ayim. If there's no one place where there's a little more than a gris, by the way, a gris itself is star. You need a little bit more than the size of a gris. Okay, but if you don't have any makim where there's a gris, af al pi she'eshan tifim harba, even though that there's a lot of little drops that can add up to it. Smukim zelos, are they really near each other? Doesn't matter. We title that each little drop is another bug. V'yesh ayrim, dahani mili kishin nimsa al chaluka. That's only when you find it on her baguette. Avon nimsa al basara, mitzdarfim l'chigrisvay. But if you find little drops on her basar, then they are mitzarif together to make a gris. Okay, so that's the means on the Yesh Ayrim. So the Mechaber himself, like what we just said, right? We said that the general rule is the Mechaber is passing like the first shita. So the first shita he's saying that there's no difference. There's no difference al basar or achaluka. No difference. It's mitzarif whether it's on it's not mitzarif whether it's on her beged or whether it's on a basar, whether it's on her goat. That's the Mechaber's passing. So they ask, this is what the Ilam asks. So the Ilam asks, Mishlam, like the Mechaber, I understand, right? Mechaber brought down two shitas. The Rambam shita before, whether you need the size of a gris when it's on a basara. or whether you need a, whether you right, and he paskins that you do need the size of a gris, and he brings on the Yeshayim in the name of the Rambam. So he's paskining that you need the size of a gris. So if you need the size of a gris, that means that you can be toil and dam achilas. So if you can be toil and dam achilas, it makes sense that little drops should not be mitzdarif when it's on a basar either, right? The same way that it's not mitzdarif, the same way that little drops are not mitzdarif to equal the shear of a gris when it's on her baged. If you hold that you can be taila in a machoilis, in a bug, when it's on besara, which is what the machaber holds, so then you should be able to, then it shouldn't, that the drops should not be mitzdarif. So it makes very good sense. The shaila that they all ask is in the Yeshayimrim. What's the pshat in the Yeshayimrim? If the Yeshayimrim holds like the Rambam, right, the Yeshayimrim says that it's mitzdarif when it's on, it's not mitzdarif when it's on her beged, little drops, but it is mitzdarif when it's on her baser. So they ask, I saw this question on the Rosh Hashulchan, he said, Monoshach, if they hold like the Rambam, then you don't need a shear on it when it's on her baser, right? Right, the Rambam holds that even a little drop of blood on her actual bag, on her actual guf, will be matana her. So then you don't need a shear gris. And if you need a shear gris, if they don't hold like the Rambam, then you need a shear gris. That means that what? That they hold you could be taila in a bug on her actual guf, and you can be taila on a bug. So then why can you be taila when there's a bunch of little drops? Why should there be any difference between her baget and her buster? Now it's interesting that the paiskim is manazav. They don't go with the first sheet on this, and that the mechaber brings down. They go with the yeshayim, and they say that if you ask Rav, and they say that they, you know, there's a bunch of little drops of blood in there that equal to the size of a gris, they'll say that she's tamei when it's nimsa al basara. So we actually go with that shita. The shaila is why? Why should we go with that? If we're going with that shita, then what's the pshat? Do they hold like the Rambam or they don't hold like the Rambam? They don't like the Rambam. Why should it be different if it's on her basar or if it's on her baget? If we're all in the same, they're all in the same category. Either you can be tayla dam achilas or you can't. That's the kasha. I don't have a text. Rav Shulchan, he asked the kasha, he buys sarkin. Okay. So moving right along. Let's say, interesting shaila, okay? So now, let's say you have a kesem that's on her guf and on her beged. Okay? So you see the same kesem hits her beged. And it's also on her guf. And there's only a shear together. Okay? So now we said before that if it's on a beged, we paskin, it does not mean mitzdarif. If it's on her guf, then it is mitzdarif. Right? But here, you have half the shear on her guf, and half the shear on the beged. So which world are we in? Are you in the world where it's mitzdarif because you found some on her guf? And if you mitzarf that with what you find on her beged, it'll have a shear. Or do you say, no, you're in the world of beged. Once you're in the world of beged, so it's not mitzarf.
Or on guf, that it's no matter what size.
Well, no, that's Rambam. No, we're not going with the shita Rambam. Okay. We're going with our shitas. We paskin that the little drops of blood will add up if they're found on her busser. Go into Sir Shiva.
Here, since it's on two different things.
Here, it's on, some's on the beged,
right,
and some's on her goof.
What's the svara why on the bus that's been styrofoam? Because you could assume it came from the same place?
So it's, yeah, because it's harder to be, apparently the svara is that it's harder to be tailed on Adam Achilles. Hagan, you could be tailed on Adam Achilles, but it's harder. So since it's harder, so if they all equal it together, that much we're not going to be tailed on Achilles. But here's the shaila. Shaila is, let's say there's not enough of a shear on the goat, and there's only enough of the shear if you're mitzarif with the beged. So this is the lachem asimla. This lachem asimla brings this down, and he passes that she's tamei takta, which is interesting because I would think that maybe over here you can be mekel. First of all, you're in the world of ksamim. You know. Second of all, you know, there's a if you can be if it's on her buser. So there's a shiloh, I mean, it shouldn't be mitzarif. Why should it be mitzarif? Because of the kasha that we asked. The same way that you can be telled on achilas on a beged. And then also, the only way you get a shear is if you're mitzarif with the beged. So why can at least you be telled the what you found on the beged to be a bug? So I mean, that's good. But the Lachem Simla, he has an arichus. You can take a look, and at the end of the day, he passes at his tummy. Okay. So now that's basically we're going to wrap up Shir Gris. Then we also spoke about the Indian of Beged Tzavayim. When you have a colored Beged, by the way, the Paiskim say, like I said, that even though it's a light, light color, you can still be Taila. So they say, you should know, they say that you should, women should wear light colored Begadim. I mean, they shouldn't wear really dark colored. You wear black or dark purple, like something really dark they shouldn't wear, because then, because you want to know what's going on. You want to know whether she's having dam or not. Because then, you know, there's other halachas that they'll be negeya. You know, if you don't know at all what's going on, then you can get into much more serious problems. Because you cannot even realize that she's getting, you know, she's becoming a nida, and, you know, if you're mishamish with the tummy, it's not good. So there's, and you also, like I said, it depends how much dam is found. As I said last time. Even though you have colored begadim, but if, let's say, you find a lot of dam there, you have to show that to Rav, because it could be the amount of dam will constitute a real period. It'll be a real thing, and then she's going to be tummy to raisa. Nothing to do with the good somebody. So therefore, that's what the Paiskim advise.
Even if there's no agosha?
Even if there's no agosha, right, because she'll be tummy to Rabbana. She'll be tummy to Rabbana. If she has enough dam that constitutes a period, then she's tummy. I mean, she's tummy to Rabbana. She's at least tummy to Rabbana. So, and according to B'yasha, maybe she'd be even tummy to raisa, like we said last week. So, that's why all the Paiskim advise that you should be wearing, that the women should be wearing colored, should certainly be wearing colored when it's not during the Zion Nikim. We'll get to that maybe. But when she should be wearing light colored begun. Okay, and then you'll know what's going on, and then you know you'll know to be more careful or for other lovers maybe we'll see later as we continue. Okay, so let's say, here we go, right? So we have Beged Tzavayim. So let's say this lady has a stripe thing. So half of the kesem is on colored, and half of the kesem is on white. So what would you say?
According to the Lechem Simla, I would say that it's the same thing.
According to the Lechem Simla, you say it's tummy.
Yeah.
Because it's
the same. Combine it to the bus.
So you combine it to the bus. Lechem, you're right. I don't think he talks about it, but I certainly have that far. But the people that talk about this most are Kiv Eger and the Chavos Das. Kiv Eger holds, and in this case, she's going to be tar. Because the Gemara said, at the end of the day, you don't have enough of a shear on.
What would they say in the case of the basa?
Right, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Mustami, you're right. It could be Taylor. I see what you're saying. It should be Taylor. They don't talk about it. They only talk about it over here. It could be, okay. But you're right. It could be Shitlashitasa. It would be very Gishmak. But Rikiv Eger says that it's tar, and Chavazdas holds his tongue. Chavazdas holds, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, you know that's the shear. That's the shear that's coming from her. Interesting. But here's where it gets a little more interesting, is that let's say she has white, colored, and then white. So it's a striped, you have white, colored, and white. And you have a kesem that goes from the white on one side, through the colored, and then onto the white on the other side. So now this pasha, if there's not enough of a shear on the white itself, so then that would be no different than the case that we just said before, right? The only shaila here is, let's say, the two sides of white are a shear, if you combine those two, but the middle is colored. You hear the case?
Yeah.
You have white, colored, and white. So then, and the two whites equal a shear. So the shaila is that even if you tell me that in a case where half of the shear is on white and half of the shear is on some white, on colored, you'd say that, oh, maybe that would be tar, because you don't have a shear on white. Here you have a shear on white. So now the shayla is the baguette, the colored in between, is that mafsik? Or is the pshat, is that no? You just can't use that as the shear. Is the pshat that the colored you can't use as the shear, but it's not gonna, it doesn't break it up. It's still one kesem. So if it's one kesem, so then the two whites should be mitzar. Or do you say that the middle is mafsik? It's as if you have two separate summons. And if you have two separate ksavim on two different white things, then you will get into the shayla if little shiur are mitzarif. Are not they mitzarif from a godin? No. So that's the shayla that they talk about in the Pesukei Tshuva. This is the shayla in the middle stock. So yes, the most taka holds that it would be mitzar. That the middle, you can't say that the middle, that the middle part of it is a hefsek. You see the two white things are mitzar. Okay, now another interesting thing. I was talking to somebody, and I think that this is also a common misconception that a lot of people have. I was talking to a very cultural person learning in Kailo for many years, and I was asking him a shayla. I was talking about Hilfus Nida, and I asked him a certain shayla. So he said, oh, I have a pashta etza for you. Why doesn't, we were talking about this, you know, lady, whatever, she was seeing some of me, you know, what should she do? So he said, I have a pashta etza. Why doesn't she do a bedika with a big etza banyan? Do a bedika. But she doesn't know what's going on. Let's say she's seeing summon and she's staining and we don't know what's going on. You know, she's staining in the morning, and then it's not enough to be sure, so we don't know what's going on. So he told me, I have a Pashta Eitza. Why don't you...
That doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Because
if since Big Day Tzavayin...
There's definitely no way it could have come from above. Isn't it? The whole Heta of Tzavayin...
Well, so the Heta of Tzavayin is that it's not Nicker. That's the question we spoke about this last week. That's a vinyan. One second. That's a vinyan is that it's not nicker, that it's dam. Now even though we know that it's dam, but the halacha is that when they made the tumah of ksamim, it has to be nicker like white. So even though you know it's dam, but since it's not nicker like it's on white, so we're making. Okay. So why doesn't the person? He said why doesn't she just do a bedika with a colored, you know, tissue or color, whatever, and let's just see what's going on. If she sees dam, there's okay, she'll know that she has to be careful. And if she sees no dam, then everything's going to be fine. And if she sees, and even if she sees dam, she'll still be tar, because it's Big Day Tzavayin. You hear the shayla?
Yeah.
So this is a common problem. And the reason is like this. The whole heter of Big Day Tzavayin is ksamim, right? And ksamim, we said, ksamim is the pshat that she was not, did not have argosha, right? She didn't have the argosha. The thing is that there's certain times you have to be chayshish that she is having a argosha, but she's not realizing it, right? There's a few times that a woman has to assume that she's having argosha, and maybe she's not realizing it. There's a few times, and Pesach Shuvah talks about them. Number one is when she's doing a bedika. Number two is when she's going to the bathroom. Number three is when during tashmish, because all those three times, she'll think that really what she's feeling is her going to the bathroom, or really what she's feeling is the bedika cloth, and really what's really going on is that she's having argosha. So we have to be chayshish that any time a woman does a bedika, or any time she goes to the bathroom, or any time during tashmish, we're afraid that if she finds dam, is a safek argosha. Now, if you have a safek argosha, you're in the world of daraisa. You're not in the kulu of psalm. Which is why they tell you we always tell them when a woman goes to the bathroom, she shouldn't check right away. Don't wipe right away, because if you wipe right away, it could be that she just had argosha. So you have to wait a second till she's done, and then she knows she's not having argosha, and then she wipes. Then already you'll get into the parsha of ksamim. So bedikas. So that's the thing. Once she's doing a bedika, you're going to get in the world of the daraisa. So the Big Day Tzavayim is not only is it not going to help you, it's going to be worse, because then let's say she has dam. The Rav's not going to be able to tell whether it's dam or not, because it's not on a white thing, and he's going to have to metame her, because it's a suffix daraisa. So I told him, I said, you have to be very careful with these, we can't play around with that. Okay, fine. So that's that. Now, we spoke a little bit also about a davar shina makabel tuma, right? And we spoke a little bit about toilet paper, whether that's makabel tuma or not, right? Shalom Ramosha. So I think that even if you say that it's not makabel tuma, but the thing is like this: let's say the kesem is on something that's makabel tuma, and then you take it off of that thing that's on something that's makabel tuma with something that's not makabel tuma. Okay, let's say she has a kesem. And the kesem fell onto something that's makabel tuma. And you don't look. She's feeling something funny there, and she had a kesem, and it's on a davar that's makabel tuma. So if you would find that sheer gris, she'd be tame. So you have a great etza. What you'll do is she'll always walk around with something that's not makabel tuma. And anytime she feels anything funny down there, she'll just wipe it with that thing, and then she'll see, oh look, it's not makabel tuma. So I'm gonna be tar. You hear?
Why is that any different than your first case with the
Bidika?
Yeah.
No, because there, once she's doing a bidika, she's having argasha. You have to assume that she's having argasha.
Right.
Once you assume she's having argasha, anytime you find anything,
that's
a so it's a something deraisa. But here,
yeah.
Here you're in the parasha ksam because she didn't have argasha.
Okay.
She had a kesem on something. So you should be in the parasha of ksam. Once you're in the parasha of ksam, you get the kula of a davar she'en mekabel tuma. Something that's not mekabel tuma, right? If a kesem's on something that's not mekabel tuma, it's going to be tar.
Okay.
So here, once you have that kula, so even if she ends up wearing something that's mekabel tuma, let's say, you know, like her underwear is mekabel tuma.
Right.
So what she'll do is that she'll have some system that she'll be able to take off all the dam that's in there with something that's not mekabel tuma. And now, oh look, now it's only on a double chain of mekabel tuma, and she's going to be tar. Yeah.
It's about not looking at the dam, because once she sees the dam on something mekabel tuma, then you have problems.
Yeah, because once you find dam, there's what I was going to talk about. But here she doesn't see the dam. She doesn't look. She knows she's feeling something funny. She'll take off. She won't look. We know there's a lot of times you don't have to look. That's what I always tell them: don't look at the toilet paper. You don't have to be chayshish that you're having anything just because you're going to the bathroom. You have to be chayshish. Just don't look. So here she won't look. She'll take something that's not mekabel tuma, wipe it away, and then say, oh, okay, I see what's going on. Either it's tam, it's not tam, whatever. She'll see what's going on. So the law is like this. No, the only time that davar she'en mekabel tuma is going to help you is if that's where it fell. Mm-hmm. If it fell on something that's mekabel tuma, it's not going to help you to take it off on something that's not mekabel tuma, which is why they say like this. Let's say a woman goes to the bathroom, and let's say you want them on like the cooler measure that a toilet paper is not mekabel tuma. So let's say she goes to the bathroom and she's feeling something funny down there. So what she wants to do is she says, okay, listen, I don't know what's going on, but let me just wipe there again, and I'll see if there's down there. So the problem was like this, that once she's doing it the second time, if the dam's there already, if the dam has already came, so then the problem is that you're taking the dam that's already tameh and putting it onto davar she'en in a mekabel tuma. And he says, that you can't do. Once there's dam there, you're just taking the dam with the tissue, that's you don't get the kula of davar she'en mekabel tuma. Because you feel like the dam's there. You feel it's there. If there's tam there, you don't even feel the dam's there. You're just wiping that, and then you get the kula of davar she'en mekabel tuma. Okay, I just wanted to speak that up. Just that we also spoke about tfuyas a little bit. Now we said that, so there's three main, there's really four main kulas that you have by ksamen. Shir gris, davar she'en mekabel tuma, colored baget, and then there's one. The last thing is called tluyas, and really this takes up most of Siman Kuf Tzadi. Just for your information, Siman Kuf Tzadi is 54 sifin. It's the biggest siman in Hilchos Nida, and most of it's devoted to tluyas. A lot of things that you can be taila that the dam came from. So just to give you an idea, I just wanted to speak this out. Just to give you an idea about how makel we are with ksamen. Now I'm just going to read you one sif, and this is why anytime really anybody has a kesen, you should always ask a rav, because there's so many kulas that you have by ksamen, you should always go, you should know, it's kedai to ask. Here's a halacha, that the sif yudches. Kivan shek ksamen derabanan mekilin behem v'toyla b'chol davar sheyachayla litvais. Anything at all, you can be taila. Ketzad. Shachta behema chayav ayayif and is aska b'ksam, ayyashu b'tzadam is aska behem. She shachs the behema. She's wearing her clothes, shachs the behema, and she finds dam de begadel. Taila ba, she can be taila. Afilu loiveshes gimel chalakim. She's wearing three layers. Okay? She shachs the behema. She only finds dam on her inner baget. Okay? There's no dam on the outside begadel. She only finds on her inner baget. Oh, between you and me, how in the world did that dam get there? Right? You can still be taila. He says you can still be taila. So I just want to see, you see that there's that how maybe some freak accident spritzed underneath and hey. So you see that there's a lot of kulas by tluyas. I can't go through them all. There's just so many of them in Kuf Tzadi, and I just wanted to leave the impression that there's a lot of things you can be taila on. And that's why it's kedai to always ask about it. Okay, I want to get to something also a little very geschmack. Is that when we talk about dam? So what type of dam is metama? Right, you have a lot of different types of dam, right? Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah says there's five types of dam that were metama, and every other dam was tar. In the Zman of the Mishnah, there's only five different shades of dam that was tame. Okay, so the question is, Amech Desi, that there's dam tar. She has dam coming out from her, right? Dam comes out, shows it to the Tana. The Tana says, "Oh, this is not one of the five dam. You're going to be tar." What's the pshat? He says, "No, it's pasuk because the pasuk says ki polim imcha."
It'll come from the makar, right?
Did it?
If she cuts herself.
Oh yeah. So that's the difference. That's the difference of dam matra. Even dam, I don't remember exactly. That's a good point. I think it could be even dam that's coming straight from her makar, could be there's tar dam.
We said before that as long as it's coming from the
car,
no matter what, we said.
Yeah, I have to look over the
sugya. I thought the different shades are specifically to know where the blood's coming from.
I want to take a look at this quickly.
It's shaking.
Yeah, I think it's mashma here. I think it's mashma here that even though it comes from her makar, I have to see the sugya. But I think it's mashma that the dam is going to be even if it comes from the top makar. There's certain dam tar. So it says, how do you know? Because the pasuk says ki pali mimcha davar l'mishpat bein dam l'dam. How it comes mishpat bein dam l'dam. Certain dam is tar, certain dam is tamak. Okay, so what's bezman hazeh? Right, bezman hazeh. So the gemara brings down the daf chaf that there is a lot of amirayim that weren't comfortable in their bekiyas to be able to differentiate between the dam tar and dam tame. So therefore, even them, they would have to be metama all dam. So to us, we're metama all dam. Okay, and the general rule that the person go with is that anything that is what they call noita la'admimus, that is bending towards red. Anything that's bending towards red is considered tame. Okay, so exactly what that means, so that's a shot. So they say, so basically it comes down to this. This is what it basically comes down to. Red and black are considered tummy. Okay? And really, most shilas that come out, everything else, yellow, blue, green, everything's going to be tar. Gold, whatever, everything's going to be tar. And the only real shilas that the Pesachim are really dealing with now is when you get brown shades. Because the shilas is, by when you get brown, so is brown, you know, when does brown become black? You know, that's really mostly the shiloh. So there's a lot of talk about brown, and that's where it really just takes a pikkus to be able to, you know, geshima to be able to see exactly, you know when brown's considered brown, and because brown's mutter. Mm-hmm. So when's brown considered brown, and when's brown already considered, you know, black, or naita lad mimus being naita to. Now the Bach says something very interesting. The Bach says like this, for example. Let's say you have an Isha that takes a long bath. Okay, she takes a long bath, and then right after the bath, she has an emission of white dam. It's white, but it's very thick. So the Bach says that if she took a bath for 2-3 hours, then that will turn the shade of blood from red to white. And therefore, if she has white, you have to assume it's tummy. Okay, that's what the Bach says. And they speak out, by the way, that's only dafka, a bath that's like for 2-3 hours. But anyway, the Taz is chaylik. The Taz says, Taz is son-in-law. He says he's chaylik on the Bach. And that's, it's not true that it's going to be tar. The Bach also has another interesting chumra. He says that let's say you get a mara that's wet. A wet mara. And you show it to the Rav. So the Bach says the Rav has to wait for the mara to dry. Mm-hmm. The Bach says, because sometimes when it's wet, it'll be tar. But once it dries, you'll see the outside or whatever, it'll be really red. And you won't realize it because it was wet before. So therefore, the Bach says you have to wait. Taz again takes on the Bach full steam. He says, no such thing. As soon as it comes to the Rav, the Rav can pass him and say that it's tar and not have to worry about it. Okay, I want to get into one more thing, which is also very geshmak, and this is the thing like this: is let's say an isha tells her husband that she's tame. Right? He doesn't know anything. He comes home, and she says, "Listen, I just want to let you know I'm tame." Okay, Amala Baila Tanaya. This is Kufpe Hey Siv Gimel. And then, so then she's Tame, right? She's not meant to say that she's Tame. Let's say she does this. She says, "Let you know I'm Tame." And he says, "By the," and then she comes to you a few hours later. She says, "By the way, I was joking. I'm not really Tame, really Tar." So what's the halacha in that case?
Good job.
So yeah. So the
she says she's Tame.
First she says she's Tame. So if she says she's Tame, she's Tame. You have to. She has the manas with this.
Right.
She says she's Tar. She's Tar also. Right. She has the manas. So but let's say she says she's Tame, and then 20 minutes later she says, "Listen, I was joking around with you. I'm really Tar." Right. So what's the halacha in that case? So the mechaber says that she's Tame.
Shav nafshe, no?
She can't. Yeah. Oh, yes. The shayla of shav nafshe. Exactly. The mechaber says
she should be Tame.
No.
Once
she's joking, so she can't make herself Tame if she's not really Tame.
I mean,
depends because these. What makes you Tame? If
just announcing she's Tame.
Maybe
that's it.
So let's say she. So she says she's Tame, so Benny says a Shavi Nasha. That's what Chavez Das goes. What Chavez Das says, Shavi Nasha Chadir Adisu. Once she says she's Tame, she's Tame. She's also.
Even with that, that's
so,
it.
So, now the thing's like this. Pashit, right? Let's say it's Tachadidu.
But does that work for any kind of lamb? Like, if someone comes to you and says, you know, this meat is trade.
No, because normally. Only on themselves. Shavi Nasha only works on themselves.
That's what he's saying. If you're joking and you do Shavi Nasha,
If
you say this,
you come to my house and I say I cooked you not kosher foods. I'm saying on myself that it's a chaticha de sura.
I don't know. I hear the difference. I don't know.
This shavit nafshi is only specific to isura. Mister, not
mamayin or anything. Right. Yeah, so big swing suvas. Okay, fine. So let's say you have. Let's say she says she's tamei, and then toicha de diber she says she's tar. What would you say in that case? Toicha de diber. She says Tame, and she's Tar right away. Taikele Diva. So in that case, she's going to be Tar, because we know Taikele Diva, she takes back her words. But let's say she waited 20 minutes and then said she's in Hatsu. But let's say she says like this. What Gemara says is that if she says she's Tame, and then she says later, she says, "Listen, I'm really Tar. The reason why I said Tame is because I had a major headache, and I had a bad day. I just need to be alone. Whatever. I said Tame." So the Gemara says, and this is how we pass, and that if she gives a good reason, then she's neman with the reason, and therefore she's going to be tar. It's called an amasla. If she gives an amasla, then she's going to be tar. Zok the Ramah. Okay, here's the halacha. Amra labayla tmeyani. Va'achar kach amra tahayrani. Eina nemenes. And then the Ramah says, v'mulachar k'day dibur. It has to be achar k'day dibur. Vinosna masl with Varel. She gives it a masla. Kigain Shay Marish the Loy Amr like Kane Triwa Elmanesh Laheba Kayak Lispo Tashmash. I had no strength. I taina cheres, ki Aitu, she says another good reason, then she's Nemenis. Zakti Ramah. You ready for this Ramah? Hagom ikomaka imisha raitza lahachmir al atzmai. If you want to be machmir shaloy lahaminla, midos chasidasu. If you tell her, listen, I'm a chassid, I'm a chassidus. You said you're Tame, and now you give me any of these reasons, I'm not trusting you. You're Tame, you're going to have to wait 5 and 7, and then you're going to have to go to the mikvah. So he says it's a midas chassidus. It's a midas chassidus. So the shail is, they ask in the row, Mo, what's the chiddush? Yeah, well, people ought to be chassidim, what's the chiddush? Oh, so the answer like this, the teretz is that lamaisa you have a chiv aina, right? So let's say this is going to get interrupt your chiv aina. This is going to, I mean, certain people have certain times that they're mechuyev to be, you know, mishamish. So this is, let's say, is going to get involved with that chiv aina. So you would think that you can't be a tzaddik on her husband. Zok the Ramah, you could. Because it's her problem. She really messed herself up. It's her fault. She said to me, and then she's coming to you later saying, Tahira, that's your, you can't do it. You can't play around. This is serious business here. You really can't play around. Okay. Now, one more thing. Let's say there used to be in the Zman of the Gemara that they had special begadim that they wore when they were Tamei Nida. Everyone in the city knew when women were Tamei Nida because they had special begadim that they were Tamei
Nida. Tamatara, you have to have food. That's it, right?
What, food? I mean, you're saying it was Negev food.
Yeah.
It was Negev food also, yeah, when she was Tamei, because it was Negev food. But let's just talk to Labayim, okay? So she used to, there's certain clothing that she wore when she was Tamei Nida. So let's say, no, let's say she wore the begadim. Yeah, there's no mistake here. She knows when she's putting on those begadim. So let's say she puts on those begadim. Okay? And then, right, so she doesn't say a word, she's going to be tummy. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as saying that she's tummy. Right. But let's say later she says, listen, the reason I put on those begadim is because I didn't have the kayach. I wasn't interested, so I didn't want to say anything to you. So when you came home, I put on the begadim, and that's what I did. That was my mahalach. So what would you say in that case? So the pasta, the machar pasta, that case is much worse. It's much worse. The mass is not going to help.
She did a mice.
Oh, so what's the pshat?
If you just say something, you can say, I was joking. If you start putting on different clothes, you can't say, oh, I was joking before.
Exactly. So that's the svar that they say. That's what they say the chiluk is. And this is really they really actually ask this in the kashya, like, why should a masla not help? The same way a masla helps if she says something, so a masla should help. Maybe she didn't want to talk. Says, no, talk next time. Don't do a maisa. Once you're doing a maisa, that's already taking it too far. You're taking this thing too far. So now, there's a tshuva that came to the Ramal like this. Okay? Ready for this tshuva? The tshuva was like this. There was a couple that this lady kept having miscarriages. She kept having miscarriages. So she and they decided the reason is that since people were giving them ayin haras, because maybe they were jealous, or maybe they were such a nice couple that they're going to have beautiful kids, they felt that the reason why she was having miscarriages is because people were giving them ayin haras. So they decided that, and the Gemara says here that she's having miscarriage late into the pregnancy, in the eighth month. She kept having it. So what they decided to do was like this. They decided that the way to get out of Ayin Hara is to make it that everyone thinks that she's a Nida. And then the Ayin Hara won't start till much later. And then once it starts till later, by that time...
In the eighth month.
Right, so by...
No, but the eighth month she can see she's pregnant. It's not going to help.
Right, but they felt that since they have an ayin hara from the beginning of the pregnancy,
it takes 8 months to kick in.
So it took 8 months to kick in. So what they wanted to do was to go represent to everybody that she's tummy nida for however much time, and then after that time, once the ayin hara will still start being, they giving these ayin haras will kick in. So that's what they did without asking any rabbanim. Like this, everybody has these great ideas without asking any rabbanim. So they asked the rabbanim. They said okay. They told everybody, or they represented to everybody that she's Tamei Nida. Maybe she wore the begadim, or maybe she did other things. And then the husband, and then they raised, wait, but we still want to be together. So are we allowed to be together now for representing to everybody that we're Tamei Nida? It's just like wearing the begadim.
No,
depends on the action. If
no,
she
no,
action.
My she here, they know before that's not why.
That doesn't matter. I don't think that.
So, what he's saying
is
the
difference if she did a maisa. Depends
what
she did.
Maisa.
If she did a
maisa,
I
so this is a maisa.
Yeah,
this is
a maisa. Yeah, but if she tells him before, okay, we're doing this trick, but I'm not really a Nido, and that's not putting on.
Yeah, but
that's
what's
the point?
Oh,
so she's showing that putting on the clothes is she's pre.
So one of the, yeah, I hear what you're saying. She's preempting it.
Pre-empting.
But the Chavis Das, and this is how they go with when the reason why when she represents to everybody. I mean, so then even she does a maisa. I mean. So they say like this. I mean, I'm talking a few different things. But this is what they say. When she wears begadim, the reason why she's tummy is because she's being machzik herself. You're out of the world of shavi nafshe. Once you're machzik yourself as a nida, so then you're a nida. You can't, right? When you represent the people that you're a nida, so then you're being, there's a chazaka here. This is, you're out of the world of your own personal Shavi Nafshes, and between you and your husband, once you're machzik to the world, so then you have a din of a nida, because you're machzik. Matter of fact, the lashon that he uses here is like chuchzik. Which word is it? Okay, so she's chuchzik nida. So really, so that's what Rabbi Lichtig is saying is really the svar, and this is what the Ramah was struggling with. At the end of the day, he was meikel because of what Bani said, because since the mice in the beginning, they made up this whole plan from the beginning.
What does she do?
So there's a race in the whole chazak.
What does she do when she was with these people in the beginning of the pregnancy? What does she do?
She's wearing the begadim that everyone knows.
It doesn't say that. If she's wearing the begadim, I think it would be.
So let's see.
Okay,
so
no,
let's see.
I think, saying she was muslik as that she was an idol. What was she doing? She was.
She didn't pass.
Why not wearing the wasn't that?
Okay, that I think for sure is not a problem.
Right.
For sure, not a problem. Not doing anything. Right. Just not passing something. That's
right.
For sure.
But I don't know if she, it didn't seem like, I mean, the Bezmana Zeh, we don't wear these begadim anyways. I mean, the whole chazak would only happen if you represent to other people, I think. That's the whole var. The whole part of wearing the begadim is that you're representing to the world.
She
that
told,
you're
she told
so here, she said she told, Shetoymer Tmeya Ani B'nei Besa.
B'nei Besa.
Yeah, in front of everybody. I mean, in front of her,
so
that was probably.
It's like Lashon Hara, you tell three people, everyone's going to know.
Yeah, that type of thing. That was the shayla. Okay, fine. So that was that.
So she was or she was not?
So in that case the Rama said
that he was Mako.
He said that the husband and wife can still live together even though that she probably shouldn't either. Now they bring a raya to this. Where did they bring a raya from? Yitzchak and Rivka. As Yitzchak went with Rivka to Plishtim, and he told Avimelech that she's his sister, which means that she's also to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Avimelech says that he saw through the window that he was. Now, they bring a riot that if you're representing to everybody that you're Aser, so then you can't go be Mishamish. So they bring a riot, and that was part of the riot.
I see big hole in that.
yeah. Okay, that's one of the riots that you bring. What are the rising means? Okay, fine. It's getting late, so. All right, Shkoyach.